Does he want us to talk?
Welcome everybody back to another episode of Grub Buds. Episode number, good question. Number 14, I believe so. I believe that's what we've written down. It's what we said. We're doing a little St. Patrick's Day special here, boys. We've got St. Patrick's Day is coming up on Wednesday. So today, we're going to eat Reubens. But we'll get to that in a bit. Welcome in. I am your host, Truman Steen. As always, I'm joined by three very handsome guests here. In my top left here, I am joined by Chase. Chase, how are you doing?
Good as always. Nothing gets me down.
Nothing gets you down. Absolutely nothing. Not even daylight savings time. Not even losing that hour.
Oh, that lose an hour. I mean, it got me down for the hour I lost. So, like, it never got me down.
I guess that's fair.
So the 1 hour was lost into the void that I was down. So that's it.
That's fair. I should have killed it on my Sunday. I should have woke up early on Sunday and been just tired on Sunday, and I didn't. I accidentally slept in too long, and then I was super tired on Monday. It was bad. It was tough.
Let me put it this way. I was still awake when the hour was lost.
Yeah. So
not only that, I was just so enraptured by a fanfic that I was reading that I also didn't fall asleep until roughly 5 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just how I am sometimes. Like, if you give me, like, a 500,000, 1 million word fanfic, that's just doing it right. I'll just spend hours once I start at night, and I just can't stop.
Nice.
But enough about me.
I used to get that way about Chiefs, especially in college. I'd kill time not sleeping, instead just going and reading Chiefs articles whenever they'd have a big win. In the top right here, we are joined by Owen. Owen, how are you doing?
What's up? I didn't actually read any fanfics, but I can definitely relate to the just reading Chiefs articles. Yeah, that's what I understand that.
Mock drafts? I can spend hours reading mock drafts.
Oh, good mock drafts. Especially when fantasy football season's coming up, and then you're just mock drafting at this point. Yeah, and I assume as a Bengals fan there, Chase, you're just looking at
mock drafts. Oh, I'm mock drafting hard.
You're looking at mock drafts in the middle of the season.
Season never happens. Yeah. I'm looking at, if we win here, that means that we jump this many spots down. Will that ruin our spot at getting so well?
Oh, and we're also joined by Joe in the bottom left. Joe, we had to have you on this week. I know corned beef and the Reuben is just some of your favorite stuff to eat. I know in college you used to just use whole briskets and put it in your Instant Pot. You'd be eating corned beef for weeks. So I knew once we were doing a corned beef episode, I knew that we had to have you on. How excited, on a scale from 1 to 100, Joe, how would you rate how excited you are? Remember, 70 means that you would do it again. Don't forget.
90, at least. Solid 95.
As a second witness, I can confirm that Joe could mess up some corned beef in college.
Yeah, there is almost no scenario. I could be just like, you know what? I'm really feeling something completely different. And you go, how about a Reuben? I'm always going to say yes to that.
That does sound a lot like you. I could believe you would do that. All right.
Salty brisket? Hell yeah.
Salty. I love a good salty brisket. I like my salty brisket, but I liked it smoked instead. I liked it salt rubbed and smoked instead of salt brined and boiled? Question mark? Is that how you cook corned beef? Joe, how do you cook a corned beef? Yeah. Could you explain it for us?
Boil it. You nailed it.
Interesting. I've never cooked
corned
beef.
You take a brisket and you boil it for like 3.5 hours.
Really? That's all it is?
Well,
do you have to boil it in brine?
There's like you're supposed to brine it. They usually come pre-brined, and then there's like a packet of peppercorns, and then you just boil.
Damn, all right. Okay, now that you've said that, no wonder you messed up some corned beef. That sounds like the easiest Instant Pot recipe ever for you to eat.
Instant Pot? You guys are forgetting my number one method of cooking things.
The Instant Pot.
No,
the goddamn sous vide. All right, before we talk any more about sous vides, let's actually get into the brunt of what we're eating today. We went and grabbed Reubens from Arby's. And Chase, I drew you in on this one because there is tweets. I endured a tweet storm on Twitter from me defending Arby's. People really like to rag on Arby's. So, and I had to explain to people.
Deservingly so.
All right. All right. I had explained to people that Arby's is actually pretty good. So I had to have you on. But, so we got the Reuben. Man, I'll tell you what, this rye bread, hard to cut if you're trying not to cut the paper.
Oh, yours didn't cut come already cut?
I know. I can't believe mine didn't come already cut. But, so let's get into it. I'm switching up this week. For you guys tuning in on Twitch, we've actually got a food cam this week. When we switch over to here, we got a little food cam.
I need to do something about the lights.
Oh, here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll give you the cross section here. It's nice.
Pretty good old kind of view here.
Yeah.
Okay. I see this view. I'm looking at the view here.
So I'm not going to lie to you guys. I've never actually had a Reuben like with the sauerkraut and the Thousand Island. I've had really? Swiss. I've had corned beef Swiss on rye, but I've never done the sauerkraut in the Thousand Island. This is my first time really going for the whole Reuben experience.
Yes. I will throw it in the same as well. So, yes. Mostly because I get something else if I have the option.
Fair enough. All right, so let's give it a go. Let's get some initial thoughts going here.
I'm going to throw this out, Truman, before the first bite. Can't be worse than Domino's. Can't be worse than that freaking pineapple jalapeno thing.
Oh, man. That was just
nice. Yeah, that was fine.
It was fine, yeah. Okay. I think I stayed away from sauerkraut for a long time, because, you know, it's just fermented cabbage. It's such a weird experience. You know, it's such a weird,
such a good flavor.
I've never been like, you know what I want? Fermented cabbage. That's exactly what I want. So this was, it's,
how know, about now though?
I get
I love, it. I love the flavors of a Reuben, man. The sauerkraut and Thousand Island and the corned beef, they all fit together so well.
I might start adding a little bit of sauerkraut on like my hot dogs now. I've always seen sauerkraut on the dogs, or especially on the brats.
The full ones, the big, the full send, everything hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can tell you guys that the first time I had a Reuben, it was at the from the hospital cafeteria when I was at the hospital, and I'm pretty sure they used mustard instead of Thousand Island, and I still thought that was good.
Like this year, like this past year when you worked up in the hospital, or like
that was the first time I ever tried a Reuben. Was at the hospital, yeah.
That's crazy for how strongly you feel about Reubens also.
I enjoyed the hospital garbage Reuben, so I'm like, dude, there's no way it can get worse. So I enjoyed that garbage Reuben, like, I must really like Reubens.
Yeah, for everybody who wasn't around earlier, Chase and Joe included, me and Owen got pretty much a shouting match about calling it a corned beef sandwich instead of I actually call it a corned beef sandwich instead of calling it a Reuben. Owen went to bat for it. I am now even more upset with you for the fact that you started eating Reubens a month or like a year ago, and that the first one had mustard on it.
Thousand Island has so much more twang to it, which is exactly what the sandwich needs.
Okay, well, I will tell
earlier. To be fair, my previous corned beef experience, besides on the Reuben, was on these like thick cut slabs of corned beef.
Yeah.
That were terrible.
Sure.
So I wasn't expecting a sandwich with corned beef on it to be good.
All right.
Owen never had any of my corned beef.
Speaking of which, initial thoughts on the sandwich, the taste, the feel.
It's great.
what a surprise.
Well, the half.
My rye bread's real soft. Mm-hmm. The Thousand Island is there, which is important. You know, a lot of times fast food places either overdump or skimp out on the sauce. It's great.
What I can say is I think they went a little mild on the corned beef spices.
I think you have to. I think it's like
or everything else kind of covers it up.
Like if you ever get like a jalapeno sandwich or jalapeno chicken or something at a fast food restaurant, you're not getting fresh cut jalapenos unless you go to like Five Guys. Those guys, they do fresh cut those jalapenos, but a lot of places they're just putting on, you know, the gin pop jalapenos. And I think with corned beef, I think you stray also towards keeping it, especially from a restaurant whose thing is roast beef.
Yeah,
Chase,
you keep it much more closer to brand.
Right, Chase is the Arby's hater of the group. Probably the reason we had you on. How do you feel about it? What's your thoughts on this initially? Hopefully, hopefully better than the Domino's. That's what I'm hoping for here.
Right.
A 1,000% better than the Domino's. We'll start with that. That's a low that I think is now my food low.
Oh no.
Wait, wait, which Domino's was it that he hated?
It was the Domino's specialty wings side. It was like poppers with mango, pineapple, jalapeno, something like that, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I didn't think they were that bad, but Chase, rated them, what'd you give him, like a 44?
You forgot to add that there was freaking cheese on it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The weird, it was, it you, could pick it up, you could pick it up, it was like a flatbread. Except it was cheesy wing things.
I accepted an invite to be on this show. To eat chicken wings, because I love me some chicken wings. I love me some barbecue. Buffalo's where it starts to get, I feel it. Not too keen on it. I'm going to go down to barbecue. I can eat buffalo. I have done wing challenges and even eaten a...
Blazin', right?
All the wings of, yeah, Blazin', the Blazin' wing from B-Dubs. But it wasn't wings. And so for that, I was out. It was like Shark Tank. It was like, there's my pitch.
And for that reason.
I'm out.
Fair enough. But this Reuben.
It was commented on about the lack of spice. I'm not a big spice guy. I'm liking that already.
Oh, yeah? All right.
This tastes like some good rye bread. I'm typically not a rye fan. Mm-hmm. It seems good. I don't think I've ever had Thousand Island dressing before. Even on a salad.
You ever had a Big Mac?
So, is that like what essentially it is?
That's what the secret sauce. Secret sauce on a Big Mac is Thousand Island.
Then that might be why I'm enjoying this so much. I will throw in that this is a pretty good sandwich. Like,
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Nothing to really complain about. I've had sauerkraut before. Typically, it was very sour, though, when I've had it before.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big sour.
Yeah.
Not a big spice guy. I am a sweet guy. I'm going to eat a steak pretty much just with like butter. Like that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not going to put A1 sauce on it. I'm going to eat it when it's made well. At least made well, cooked well.
Nice.
It's a good sandwich.
Nice. All right. Well, we're
off. I did bring up earlier, I would probably order other things for $5 for $6 than this.
Yeah.
But for having it in my hand, not worrying about the price, it's a pretty good sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're off to a great start with the sandwiches. I think we need to roll into some news here. Let's start off. Joe, I want you to take us to something weird that's happened with a former department store.
Former department store?
Correct.
Oh, that'd be me, dude.
Owen, take us to your former department store and what's going on there.
Okay, so something that's pretty common knowledge... I have to mute this.
It'll blow out.
Wanted to play
a
video. Yeah. So, in Vermont, right?
Right.
One of their schools got closed down because of PCB contamination. And for those of you who don't know what PCB contamination is.
Is it like PCP, but cooler?
No. It's
when the circuit boards.
You'll know what it is. It's polychlorinated biphenyls. So, like, on every water bottle, it's a type of plastic that was used back in the day that is toxic. Kind of like lead paint. Sure. Like, you know, in the 60s, they were just dumb and built stuff with, like, stuff that gave you diseases.
Yeah.
So, sure. PCB is a polymer of plastic that is now dangerous. And so, like, when you... basically, on every water bottle nowadays, it's something that says, like, biphenyl-free or PCB-free.
BPA.
Or BPA
approved.
Exactly. That's kind of what PCB is. So they found this out in February 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And so they couldn't, like, right at the beginning of COVID, they needed a new school. And there was a Macy's department store that was closed down nearby. So they converted this Macy's into a school. And apparently it made other students jealous because of how cool it looked.
Nice.
I'd be jealous. It doesn't go into too much detail.
Yeah.
But it literally just looks like, you know, it's got the good old Macy's carpet track, like, you know, like through the store, like where you're supposed to walk, and it has the areas for the where the you know, the clothing racks were. But I mean, Macy's has some nice stuff, so it's like, you know, like I guess, you know, Calvin Klein areas and stuff, and they kept a lot of the decor and the artwork. inside the now school, and they plan on using it for 3 years. But yeah, it's just, I did not think that they would ever use a department store for school.
Where'd you graduate?
Apparently, it went viral on TikTok.
I graduated from St. Christian University. Where'd you graduate? I graduated from Macy's.
Macy's,
baby. Yeah, this is this is interesting. I think they've got a TikTok. I'll click play on the TikTok. We won't do the audio, but just so the people that are watching on Twitch can see what's going on. It's
TikTok.
It's definitely like did you guys? Oh, and you went to a rich school. Did you guys have escalators in your school?
No. I went to a brand new school. To be fair, I mean technically it was richer, but we also got called the hick school.
All right. Well, you lived in Blue Valley, so I mean, let's. Or you went to a Blue Valley school, and nobody gets to be the hick school if you. But I do.
Does that mean that they're all hick schools, or they're not?
Correct.
Blue Valley Southwest and Blue Valley High are the hick schools because there are legitimate farmers that go to both those schools.
They all live in the rich Kansas suburbs. We're not going to any of them.
Okay. You say that, but everything south of my high school is farms. There are plenty of legitimate farmers that went to my high school.
I don't know what you're talking about. I went to the actual rich kids school.
Yeah, that's Joe. Did you have escalators at your private?
No, I did not.
Chase,
but
did
we all
you?
Got MacBook.
Oh, I went to I went to a Jesuit school, a Jesuit high school.
Oh, okay.
We did not have. Did you say escalators?
Yeah.
No, we did not.
You guys aren't going to believe this, but we had escalators. No, I'm just kidding. No, of course, no. Raytown did not have any escalators.
No, we didn't have escalators. We had those things you have in the airport, though. That was our entire hallway. The fast things. That was it.
That would be so cool. That would be so handy.
If you needed to go to your locker, you were just backpedaling the entire time. Just trying to get into your backpack.
Fighting against the grain.
Can you imagine like a fight breaking out and someone like sprinting on one of those like the ground escalator things?
You'd feel like you're in an anime fight scene if you're cruising on one of those trying to fight somebody. I feel like
now I will say this: we did not have a single fight in my 4 years that I was there.
I cannot say that.
We had a couple. Nothing too big.
It was well. I also want to throw out: it was an all guy school.
Oh,
so. The reasons for some fights were pretty much eliminated at that point. I want to say this. I was at 4 years at a private high school. No fights. I went to the ACT in a public high school one time, 4 hours or whatever. Two fights broke out in 4 hours.
Jesus. At the ACT of all things. Don't you guys have something to focus on? I mean, come on.
No. It was like in the lobby waiting to get assigned your room. We were in the like theater area. Where you had to like wait. Two girls fought first, and then freaking two guys fought not long after.
That is such a Catholic high school kid at a public school kind of thing to happen, dude.
I was sitting alone.
These ruffians are fighting again.
In contrast, while I was in high school at my school, two of our fights ended up on World Star. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. High school became famous.
World Star?
It's a very famous.
You don't know what World Star?
Fighting site. All the best amateur fights end up on World Star.
That makes sense on why I wouldn't know.
There's really no great way to describe WorldStarHipHop.com, but it's just
basically when someone yells if you're in a fight and someone yells World Star, that means like someone's getting the crap.
It's a bad one. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, you're getting. Yeah, I mean they memed the guy on one of them. It was all sort. There is like what was popular back then was when you nut and she keeps sucking. Those memes were going on, and then that guy, the guy got knocked out, and there was photos of that guy that were getting passed around. I was like, oh my god, dude. So in contrast, we had a couple fights while I was in school. I never got in a fight while I was in school. I got in a fight like one time when I was in like first grade. And then I lied to my parents and said I got hit in the head with a football. And I think they knew, but my dad was like, okay. He's like, sure you did. All right. Yeah.
Only fight I've been in was a bar. Was a bar fight.
You had a fight in high school, but you had a bar fight?
Yep.
You drank you said you drank like once or twice, right?
I didn't even drink while I was there. It was me being with friends. me and a friend and I, if you want me to tell the story, I can.
Yeah. No. I can just, well, if you want to tell the story.
Was it you were one of the two aggressors, or were you just like, oh, shit, I got to back this guy up?
Yeah, I was saying, I don't think any of us have assistance. I don't think any of us have anything else to say about the Macy's High School. It's a very cool concept. It's very fun. But I'd much rather hear about this bar fight story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm with you.
So as Truman pretty much made it clear, I am very not a drinker, very not an aggressor, very a pacifist who just wants to see their friends get home safely, be the DD when need be. All that. That's just who I am.
Which is crazy.
I didn't even drink until I turned 21. I have yet to have a beer and I'm 22 and a half.
Right. Me and Owen are the exact opposite, where drinkers, aggressors, want to see your friends get home. Yeah, we didn't start fights, but we're not necessarily pacifist either, per se.
I mean, the only time I'd get in a fight is if you were getting in a fight. I wouldn't start a fight.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
But if Truman's fighting somebody, dude, and I've told Truman this since college, dude, double cleats up in somebody's chest.
Yeah, Owen's coming in to drop the
drop kick.
Yes, drop the drop kick.
I'm ready, bro.
But all right.
So the story starts. Some high school friends of mine were in town during winter break, so we're all hanging out at this bar. This was at this point, I guess. A year ago, I think this was almost a little over a full year ago before. I think it was around that time. Might have been two. Don't remember exactly. So a friend of mine and I told a friend that I would drive him home. Again, I had not been drinking at all. We had been bar hopping. And I was, again, didn't drink at any of them. So I was like, yeah, I'll drive home, blah, blah, blah. So we exit the back because it was pretty crowded. Circle around the building because the car was a few blocks, but we had to cross the front of the bar. So we circle around, we get to the front. As we're just kind of chit-chatting, walking down, just two guys come flying out the front door in a grapple, and then one of them throws him to the ground, picks him up with his back to the second guy's chest, so like a reverse hold, and just freaking German suplexes him on concrete backwards. So he, like, if you don't know what a German suplex is, the guy who had the other guy to his chest bent backwards to then throw him head/neck first on the concrete. My buddy was a wrestler in high school, so he knows the severity that could be, like, paralyzing inducing.
Yeah, at best.
If he's lucky. Right. Luckily, he didn't have any injuries or any, like, serious injuries from what I heard.
Was it a WWE fight?
So it starts with those two. Then two of the guy's buddies who got sent to the ground come flying out, and they're just prying this guy off, and they're wailing on him already. And then the guy's buddies who's getting beat up, two of his buddies come out, so it's like a 3-on-3 fight at this point.
Oh, damn!
Like, we're getting serious. Well, the guy who suplexed the guy ended up getting out of, like, the guys that were on him, and he starts trying, he's now the outside of the pile, trying to just fight. Well, my buddy, who obviously knows the severity of a suplex, grabs that guy, pulls him off, and then that guy turns around and immediately starts trying to hit my friend. And that's when Owen's describing, that's when I'm like, okay, now it's time to get involved.
Let's go.
Because I was just going to manage it, see if anything needed severe, like any 911 calls, anything. I was ready because I was, and there's people on the window just recording. They're having their phones up, and
world
you can see
star!
All the phones.
Yeah, no, that's a world star moment. When people are recording that's a world star moment. That's what we're talking about.
So then I get in between my friend and the guy. So my friend pulls him off. He ends up getting in a chokehold. I'm able to split them apart. So I have each of them at arm's length, like holding them. The other guy's starting to still try and wail, but he starts drifting to the street. He starts drifting into the street. So I'm yanking him back because he keeps wanting to circle around me, and I keep yanking him back, just getting him out of there. My friend's behind me with my arm on him. He's trying to breathe, just trying to get back into, like, good to go. And that's when I pretty much diffused as much of the situation as I could, where the guy is, like, now in the, like, oh, you're cute trying to fight me. Like, all in the insult phase, where he, like, I know I could beat him if he actually tried because I'm sober and he's not. And I have muscle mass, and I could have beat him. but I was able to essentially defuse the situation as he's trying to still hit my friend. Came close to hitting me at one point. And essentially looked at the scenario again, saw what was going on, and then took my friend and just left. I'm like, I'm not dealing with this at this point. Just getting you out of here. We're good to go. Luckily, as I'm driving away, I drop him off and then I'm continuing to drive away. There's a cop just sitting on the side of the road who's just there, like in case of emergency, kind of just chilling on the side of the road.
Yeah.
So I stop behind him, get out, talk to him, say like, hey, that happened on that bar. If there's any serious injuries, I watched what happened the whole time. I can tell you what's going on. If you need help, I'm there. Like if anything comes up, I gave him my phone number, my name, told him my relation, and was like, just if that happens, yeah. I said I wasn't involved physically. I just helped break it up. And that was that.
Nice.
And would have been ready to wail if there was like actual serious injury to my friend. But until my friend was involved in a negative way, that's when I was like, I'm okay. I'm just going to watch. But once it was involved, then I'm like, yeah, I'm helping. Right. Yeah, okay. I'm getting in there.
Nice.
Great story.
Respectable.
Great story.
Respectable.
I can tell you that as somebody who has been known frequently to egg people on while not wanting to get physically involved myself.
So you're a Brad Marchand?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Nice but yeah, I'm screaming world star there. That's a definite, especially if I see three dudes fighting three other dudes. It's a world star, you know, selfie cam on Snapchat. We'd be like, look at these idiots.
Yeah, you would. That's great. I don't know how we got from high schools and Macy's to this point, but I really appreciate the story. That's a great story. I was like, I think the closest we came is me and Owen broke up like a race fight.
At a
party when we went to go visit my sister. Like, there was a bunch of slurs being thrown around, and then two guys, and they were about to fight, and then we just like were able to like pull everybody off of each other just in time before everything really got up. And then the cops got there, and then they made everybody go home, except we knew the guys were in the house, so we got to stay. It's a weird situation, very weird. Again, we're very off topic.
Truman, what I'm trying to say is D1.
Yeah, but let's move on to the second story. I'm actually gonna take the one on this one. You guys ever heard of anybody get arrested for being such just a great dad?
What?
You just had a guy being arrested for being a great dad? Well,
no.
Unfortunately, that happened to a Washington man this week, who's arrested for allegedly stealing a 400-pound slide and mounting it to his child's bunk bed at his home. I mean, is this a crime? Is it now a crime to be a good dad? Is that what you're telling me? Is that the problem? I mean, look at this guy. Look at this guy. He's just trying to be a good dad. He's just trying to provide for his family and be a good dad. I mean, come on. This guy couldn't hurt a soul. I mean, come on.
What does he look like, Truman?
You got up.
But look at that mugshot. What is that?
I can't even describe it.
Looking at his nose.
Yeah, he's cross-eyed in the mugshot, Owen. It's.
Oh God.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring up the nose. I would go with the symmetry of the face is what I would probably go after.
This is there's a lot of things going on with this photo. But you know, he's trying to be a good dad. I mean, what's the problem? I mean, you know, come on. I mean, you know, I don't see the issue there.
Free my man. He ain't do nothing.
Sorry, I actually just started a loop on my voice there for a second. But yeah, free this man. This man is, look, his loving wife is pictured in the photo. I mean, come on, you know, or assuming.
I just want to know how he stole a 400-pound slide.
What photo?
Right.
The slide photo.
That's his wife. I thought, okay.
I don't think that's his son. If I had to guess, that looks like an adult woman. But if that's his son, also more questions. But, okay, so the slide had been taken away from a playground in December. It had been repainted, sawed off at the top, and mounted to a bunk bed. See, that's just ingenuity.
How did it get discovered then?
They probably had a freaking security cam.
They found it because they were investigating reports of stolen catalytic converters late last month. And that case led her to the home of Bushnell. So besides the fact that maybe that guy stole a couple catalytic converters, he doesn't seem like a bad guy for stealing.
That's also for his kid, right?
That's a common crime too. I didn't realize how common of a crime stealing catalytic converters.
Oh yeah, for the record, for all the things, it's funny that we've talked a lot about our high school. I had a friend who got his catalytic converter stolen while he was parked in our high school lot. Somebody stole his catalytic converter.
Holy shit!
He went to school and it was normal. He went to go drive home. But there's a lot of like precious metals and stuff like that inside of a catalytic converter. This is why they get stolen. But
platinum and whatnot.
But yeah, I mean, come on, the guy's just a good dad, Dustin Allen Bushnell. You know what?
He's just a good dad.
Nominate him for Dad of the Year.
Dad of the Year, maybe. I mean, you know, we talked about. Oh, what is it? The guy who was like challenging. It was like sword fights. Oh no, the guy that was trying to fight his ex-wife.
He challenged his ex-wife to a sword duel
over
custody.
Right. And my dad was in the chat on that one and said that he would not fight for me with swords. He would not sword fight for me. And I was like, but you know, this dad here is willing to steal a 400-pound slide for his kid and saw it off and mount it to a bunk bed. This man's an engineer.
That's next level for sure.
He had help then.
Yes.
No way, dude. No.
He's just 400-pound slide.
He had to
cut it off and then dragged it.
Two words. Dad strength.
Oh, I was gonna say pack up truck, but
true, dude. Dads do have that strength. That's just like you're like this guy isn't that strong,
dude,
and like
right. It's like the strength that causes the mom to lift like a 2,000-pound car off of their children. They say that's like adrenaline can make you do that. That's an old wives' tale or stuff like that. Is that humans have that just extra gear? And this dad's adrenaline kicked in. He kicked in. He just wanted to be a good dad. And he stole a 400-pound slide. It's a crime of passion, you know? And I don't think we should penalize him for that. If he stole the catalytic converters, he should probably go to jail for that. I'm pretty sure
there's been some murders involved that were a crime of passion at the same time. So I think the crime of passion doesn't work.
But not all of those were crimes of being a good dad. So
I think if you kill someone because you love them.
Wait, so Truman, in your book, you just have to be trying to be a good dad, get away with the crime.
Yeah,
they let you speed to the hospital when your wife's in labor. I don't see how this is any different.
Yeah,
you're not a dad at that point though.
They don't let you. You have a very good medical
emergency. You might be about half a dad, you know.
Half a dad.
Well, I guess it depends if you're Catholic or not, dude. Because if your wife's pregnant, you're a dad, bro.
No, that's I mean, I guess it all. Yeah, we don't need to get into all that. We don't need to. that feels like a deeper conversation than we already spent 15 minutes on the last story. I don't know if we want to get into.
I don't know if we got time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably need to get this rig rolling.
But. What?
What?
Spotify listeners, don't leave. Please don't leave. At that point, please. It's not that kind of a podcast.
Stick around. This was actually in Burbank, Alaska. Dude, it's Alaska. You guys got better things to do.
It's the new frontier.
Oh, so here's boom. Here's the idea. He cut that slide off.
I know where you're going.
Pushed it down the hill. It was icy, easy.
He
slid it to his home. Easy. It's like
you know there's a lot of green in Alaska, right?
Yeah, but I mean, this happened in December. Nighttime, that's when it's like entirely nighttime there in Alaska.
Dude, this man put on his snowshoes to steal a slide
for his son because he's a great dad.
All right, I believe you, Dr. Truman. I believe
you. Also, you say if he stole the catalytic converters, did you read the whole story where they say that they executed a search of his house and found the slide as well as catalytic converters? the very first line where he was arrested, or second, where he was arrested on a charge of possession of stolen property.
Right, but the possession of stolen property was assumed to be the slide.
No.
Where did you see? Oh, yeah, found a gigantic slide.
Found a gigantic as slide well as well as catalytic converters.
Wow, that is a hell of a parenthesis that I didn't read when I was skimming through this one real quick.
This man just went, open parentheses, skip.
You know what? For being such a great dad, let him have a couple catalytic converters. That's what I say.
Yeah. I think a pardon is probably the best gift you could give him, not the catalytic converters back.
I think, what if he puts them back? What if he welds them back onto the exhaust
pipe? He was just borrowing them.
That he stole? Yeah, right. He needed them for the slide.
Wait a minute.
I like to think that this guy was just out stealing catalytic converters and then saw that slide and was like, you know what? Why not? He's like, we're already this far deep. Might as well.
He gets out from under a car. He sees slide and walks over there with his like bag of like thieving tools. Like measures up the slide. Oh, yeah, I can put this.
I can do this. Yeah.
I mean, we know a dad never asks for help.
Oh yeah, right.
Like there's like a dad would never ask for help.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Be a man. Steal a slide.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, man. Crazy. That's crazy. All right. Let's move on. Anybody else got anything to say about the Alaskan great father? Anybody else got anything else to say about
not slide.
I will take no slander, but if you guys got anything else to add to the story, we can move on.
I got nothing. I got nothing on the slide.
All right, Joe. We'll have you go next because, as it is custom, you know, you're not a new guest on here, Chase, but you're still, you know, you're the freshest of us all, so we're gonna make you go last.
I do dress pretty well, thank you, Truman.
Oh, so fresh, so icy. Joe, what do you got? What do you got for us, Joe?
I've got a sausage that helped the German police solve a 9-year-old crime.
Oh my!
That's a hell of a sausage. It's also very German.
Is it the sausage on stream? Is that an actual representation?
I was going to say, Truman, you got it pulled up?
Yeah, here. Let me show.
No, the logo in between the four.
Oh, the GrubBuds logo itself. I don't know. Did we solve a crime? Have we solved any crimes yet?
No, we didn't, because they don't actually know what type of sausage it was.
Oh.
All they know is that German police 9 years ago were investigating a robbery. And what this man did was that the sausage belonged to the person that was burgled.
Okay.
The burglar took a bite of it, leaving his DNA, and then just ran off. And so they didn't know it. They didn't have a DNA sample until this man was picked up in France recently, and they took his DNA and they found a match. This is one of those stories where it's like, the person broke into his house and just had to say something on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, one of those dumb stories. They logged into Facebook while they're robbing a house and then never logged out of Facebook. Hey, I said I know who robbed my house.
This is the German version of that. Facebook's the American version. This is the German version.
This is why you never burgle on an empty stomach. That's what I'm telling you.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
So was your dad on an empty stomach? Was the dad, maybe. The slide dad?
No, because he committed the perfect crime. Had no victims.
No DNA. Nobody knew it was him until they went for the catalytic converters.
Yeah, it was the catalytic converters that gave him up. What were you going to say, Owen?
The thought process.
Well, yeah.
Why are you taking a single bite? Eat the whole thing! You're a thief! Steal it!
Yeah, what kind of asshole? It was like, you know what? Okay. It'd be a douche move to eat the whole sausage, you know?
It's not your house. You know, you never eat all the fries. You eat one fry.
I'm also, Truman, is your Reuben bigger than ours, or did you get multiple?
I'm eating it very slowly.
You also got potato cakes.
Yeah, I also had potato cakes before the stream, yeah.
Dude, I swear that Truman's sandwich just looks bigger than mine.
I mean, it was pretty, you know, mine wasn't cut, so.
It was a standard slice of rye.
Yeah, it was, mine was
it's standard size.
Mine was solid. Mine was big.
All right.
But yeah,
so
I don't
imagine getting caught for a crime. Although they said the statute of limitations is passed, so nothing will happen to him.
The perfect crime. He burgled and got a
burglary
and got a bite of sausage.
Whatever he was arrested in France for, that still sticks. But the
involved in a violent he was involved in a violent crime in France. So
if there's a jury for that crime, can you bring that up though? Like, they're like, oh, maybe he didn't do it. They're like, this person ate some sausage and didn't eat it all. He just stole some. Like, would that this influence the jury?
In Germany?
He took one bite of that bratwurst and then he left it.
In Germany,
he's not a true European.
Yes, in Germany, they give you the death penalty. In France, they're like, it's fine. It's sausage. Who cares?
Again, whatever.
But in Germany, they're like, a nice wurst? Are you kidding me?
in France, if you don't eat the whole croissant, that's the death penalty.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that would be a problem. Yeah, but
it's kind of like not eating the crust on your pizza in the United States. Like, I mean, we probably should have the death penalty for that.
My girlfriend, Truman. My girlfriend doesn't do that.
Uh-oh, Truman.
I'll be honest.
I enjoy a lot of crust. I'm not going to lie.
if it's a frozen pizza, I eat it normal. But if it's that greasy stuff, any greasy stuff from like a restaurant, fork and knife guy.
Fork and knife guy.
Wow. Don't like the grease. I'm a big, like, man. I don't like oily stuff on my hands. And I just, it's a wonder that I worked.
I'm judging you, man.
It's a wonder that I worked in a factory setting as an EHS employee, because I was touching stuff that was like I had to see what it was or sample it and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just really bad on. Yes, I did. I actually took a knife, scraped it off the metal, and then just shimmied it on.
Nice.
No, I'm just really like not great on.
Interesting.
Just grease, like oily stuff. My skin's oily enough as it is. I don't need more oil.
Interesting. My skin's kind of dry sometimes. I need a little oil. Chase, that's how I can tell that you haven't drank that much. Because I certainly remember quite a few times in college being absolutely hammered and slurping down a slice of greasy pizza.
Oh, yeah. Is it Jeff's $3 slice?
We slurped down some Jeff's $3 slices. About the size of your face.
I was just so upset.
Pooling grease on it, but oh my
god. RIP Jeff's, by the way.
Or we had pizza shuttle.
I was in Manhattan to see my sister, and Jeff's is gone completely. It just says for lease, and I'm like, no.
Or Chase, you'll love this. We had a place called Pizza Shuttle, and you take the box when they deliver it to you. You take the box and you use something called a shuttle drop, which is you flip the pizza over, you drop it on the ground, you pick it back up, you open the lid, and it blots the grease onto the top of the lid, and then you get a nice little pizza. So maybe that's what you should just be doing with all your pizzas. Is immediately when the delivery man hands it to you, absolutely just in his face, turn it, drop it, and then pick it up. And then this guy will be like, what the fuck?
What the hell just
That guy will never talk to you again. You'll never have a delivery man talk to you again. They'll be like, hey, don't go to this
Truman,
guy's house.
Speaking of the shuttle drop, though, apparently the morons in Lawrence don't shuttle drop.
Right. That's how, that's KU for you. But.
Yeah, morons.
But.
Owen, you said it correctly. Morons.
Yes. This story might also take place in the one town that I can pronounce out of all the foreign news articles that we always read. It's the town of Schwelm.
Really?
I thought you were going to say Berlin. I was looking at is he just going to say Berlin?
France. Crazy. Well, I love that city. My favorite city, France. But
oh my, please tell me that's a reference. So on Family Feud, there was somebody who on the buzzer part of the round said it was like name a city that whatever like where oh I know name a city where you would find women that have more hair than men, and so someone said Paris, and then the next person buzzed in and said France.
Oh my!
Oh no! Oh no!
And so that's on YouTube. It's just such a good man. You made me think of that. Thank you, Truman.
I do have a question though.
Yes.
On Family Feud, do they take anything that the people say? Like, if someone's a moron and answered that question with France, they wouldn't include that on Family Feud.
So
they
they take that, right? Or would they say no? Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
So what I would say, well, because if I noticed correctly, none of the rounds add up to 100, even if there's only four answers. Mm-hmm. So my guess is either, and they're interviewing more than 100 people. Like, there's got to be like thousands of people, and then they just take a random grouping of like 100. Like, when they say we surveyed 100 men, like they probably have 1,000 men. Right. And they just took a random 100 from that 1,000, and then they might screen it again and be like, okay, 7 of these don't make sense.
Right.
Or they're just throwaway. Okay. And so it'll be only like 93 points on the board.
Yeah, because you never see one. You never see a one on there.
Yeah.
Or only one
it's like,
said it. I think it's
normally it's like three multiple. Minimum or something like that.
Right. I'm pretty sure there's a couple ones, but it's generally like there are not very many because people tend to say things that other people have said.
Right. Is that what you were talking about? Was the survey or were you talking about the contestants?
I was talking about the survey. If they let the survey answers be something like, what do you think the biggest city in Texas is? And they go Berlin. Like,
I think there's like a Family Guy bit about that.
I was the one.
I was in the survey. Yeah.
I just watched the clip of the Family Guy clip where he was on Wheel of Fortune in the final round, and he's like, take a Z, a 4, a Q, Batman another symbol. Q, a third Q, and the Batman symbol.
All right. Somehow, I can't believe this. We're off topic again. Does anybody else have anything to say about the wiener schnitzel criminal? Anybody got anything to say about
this? First off, it was a brat.
Your two German listeners just shut it off.
I know.
The Catholic stuff they ignored.
We're dead in Germany.
But you insulted a worst.
They said "Scheiße, mein Gott," and turned it off.
And that's the worst thing you could have done.
That's the worst thing. Thanks.
Pun intended, right?
Mm-hmm. I hate you, Joe. Right. Yes. I hate you.
All right. On that, Chase, let's bring it home to the final story here.
Well, we talked about a wiener already, but like,
Chase,
there's always
concerns.
We're gonna talk about a bit of a horn, specifically a unicorn. Back in the day, and by that I mean 2016, a unicorn escaped, and they had to go hunt it down, which was crazy. Everyone's like, oh my god, unicorns exist, because people are seeing it run on the street, blah blah blah, escape. Took a few hours for Sandra Booz and the highway patrol to find this unicorn. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't actually a unicorn, sad to say.
Oh, sad.
It was a pony that had a unicorn horn. So Sandra is a photographer. She does photo shoots with said unicorn. And every time that she heard somebody as they were chasing it down say, I didn't know unicorns were real or things like that, she would crush every single person's dream and be like, they're not. She even says, I would just stop running and say, they're not. And just move on. But this was in California.
Of course.
Booz was doing a photo shoot with her white pony named Juliet. And there was a... And then the pony got loose, ran away. And totally just wild goose chase around. I mean, you got to have trouble asking somebody. Or maybe you have the easiest time. You say, have you seen my unicorn? Would you say that is hard to ask somebody or incredibly easy to ask somebody?
If you saw it, what I'm saying?
I was going to say, yeah. It'd be a weird question, but somebody would definitely know if they've seen your unicorn.
Right. I feel like you're just going up there like, hey, man, I'm not joking. Have you seen a unicorn? And then, like, if you're, like, serious enough about it and someone can, like, you can convince somebody that you're not pulling their leg, they'll give you a straight answer, I think. Because if they have seen one, mm-hmm. they'll be like, yeah, like, son of a bitch, bro, I have.
I saw it when I was tripping on weed yesterday.
Afterwards, they gave the pony devil horns for how bad it had been.
Yes.
Amazing. That's incredible. That's a great end of the story.
And what's crazy is that, so it was at 5 p.m., so it went into the night for them to find it. So they were using not only just regular, like, just floodlights. They even said here they were using infrared lights just to be able to see anything to tell where this pony was.
Oh, man. Why is the pony just, like, dead sprinting away from everybody? That's what I want to know.
I'm just guessing it's not used to being out. You know, I would guess that. Tame. Yeah. Or something spooked her after it got out. I mean, it's a crazy story. Like you said, if you've seen a unicorn, you'd be able to say, yes, I saw a unicorn. But if someone hadn't seen the unicorn and they didn't convey the seriousness, that's just got to be a fun conversation to listen to.
Yeah.
Listening to someone talk about their unicorn. Like, My Little Pony? Is that what you're talking about?
Fun looks.
Yeah. I think this is another lesson, is just stop ordering ponies and stuff like that for your birthday parties. Just stop.
But Truman, what about being a good dad? We just talked about this.
Oh, shit. Oh, my
God. He's got to be a good dad.
Oh, my God. I don't know. This is tough. Because, like, ponies, like, bite kind of a lot. Like, kind of a lot of kids.
Truman, your daughter needs this.
I mean, look at that picture.
My son needs that slide. We don't need a...
All right.
I'm not going to lie to you. This horse looks a little sad. The horse looks a little sad in a lot of its...
On Truman's hierarchy of needs, horses always look a little sad. It goes unicorn, and then slightly above unicorn is slide. And then slightly above slide is Reuben, right? That's what we got. We got the little
and then somewhere between,
or somewhere in there, catalytic.
And then somewhere between unicorn and slide is the bar.
Yeah,
that's the cutoff spot.
What about somewhere in between? So where does going to school at Macy's where does that factor in?
Oh, I mean. That's, you know, escalators, right? Just... You got to give your kids stuff that you never had. I never had escalators growing up. So I've got to get my kids some escalator school for sure.
You know, got to throw this in here, though. I mean, it's a department store. There's no walls. How do you have classrooms when there's no walls?
They probably just do that as like cabana thingies.
You can build it. We build... A lot of office buildings actually start out as shells.
Is there something else I can help with?
Thanks, Siri. A lot of buildings actually start out as like shells. So, I don't know how to describe it, but you know, a lot of them are just open spaces when you build the space because it hasn't been rented or petitioned out to certain companies yet. So, yeah, we get a lot of spaces like that. So
you just get like those things, office walls? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. 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 You build partitions is what they're called. Those inside and indoor.
Yes.
Like if your wall doesn't touch the outside at all, like this wall to my here that isn't facing the outside at all, that's a partition. Anything that's separating like an indoor space.
Okay. So it's like a divider kind of thing.
For those of you listening, you are still tuned into Grub Buzz. This has not turned into Construction Buzz.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. But yeah, I draw the line. Yeah, ponies are definitely below slide. Macy's probably above slide, because I don't have to commit crimes to make my kid go to Macy's for school.
What about catalytic converter?
How bad does he need it? What does he need it for?
How bad his car?
Oh yeah. I'll go steal a catalytic converter for my kid. You know, I learned some stuff in school too. You know. Who do you think stole the catalytic converter off my friend's car?
Got him!
Wait, what's the statute of limitations on that one? Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Wait a second.
Hold on.
Wait a second. I ate a sausage while I did it. Hold on.
While sliding a slide?
And then I stole a slide on the way home. 400 pounds. It was pretty impressive. It was all that sausage I ate. It's really nice.
Impressive you fit it into your car.
Yes. All right, well, let's wrap it up here. You guys got any other comments for the unicorn story? Other than I don't know, just I'm again. No I'm kind of yelled. Sad. I'm still kind of sad for the unicorn.
Yeah, no one yelled World Star, so I don't know.
I bet this ended up on World Star when it happened. I bet it did.
You know, honestly though, I could see someone yelling World Star as a unicorn gallops down the street. I could see it.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
I've never even heard someone utter World Star.
I can't.
That's
yeah, right. Right.
You're gonna
after
have a fun time. Right. Go ahead and Google yourself some YouTube videos.
Right.
Man.
Right after this, go listen to Childish Gambino's World Star. It explains a lot.
I'm sorry. I have sharks in the 17 minutes. I cannot do.
Oh
that.
My gosh. Well, we gotta get you out of here.
Oh no, I'm good.
Apparently, somebody in chat's high school had no walls, so disgust.
I can't see that. Like, I really
mean,
can't.
No.
Did you go to school in a Macy's? Don't lie to me.
Dude, they were living the dream, according to other Vermont teens.
Well, let's get into the rating.
It's Vermont. Well, at that point, that's right. The only, like, if I said my school's now a haunted house, like, that would be the talk of the state. In Vermont.
Wait, is
I mean,
your school
well, I mean,
now
well, I can't
house?
Tell your state apart from Connecticut. Or no, sorry, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, it's, yeah.
Vermont has a V. Vermont makes
yes,
the
I
V.
Saw that
I learned this.
Twitter.
There is a tweet that asked if it was like, you get $50 million if you can name for you get $1 million for every state you can name. If you get anything wrong, then you don't get any money.
You get nothing.
It's like, how much money are you making? I was like, probably $48 million. I don't trust myself to differentiate between New Hampshire and Vermont. And literally, I mean, three or four people came in to tell me that Vermont makes a V. And I was like, thank you. I've never heard that before. I needed that explained to me once, and nobody ever did it.
Yeah, straight up, true man. I was actually with you. I can name every single other state except for probably those two.
Yeah.
So including now that I know Delaware? That Vermont makes a V, easy 50 mil for me.
Learning, I had to learn that Delaware wasn't one of those two. And then I was like, wait, Delaware's down here, right? It's like if the only other concern I would have would be getting Delaware and Connecticut mixed up.
I think I would mess up. You know that quad of states over there with the Colorado area? I think I might mix those up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here, Truman.
The only one that...
Truman, something that how to remember that I was taught when I actually tweeted at Jimmy's Seafood, and they tweeted back at me, actually, because I didn't know this. I thought that Jimmy's Seafood, which is from Maryland, was much farther north. They actually called that area the DMV because it's near Baltimore. That would be Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia is the DMV.
Oh, a lot of
so fresh, that's how
a lot
I learened
of, a lot of fresh seafood going on in that area.
Yeah, sure. That's how I learned that the Jimmy Seafood people are Ravens fans and definitely not Patriots fans.
Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, that's bad. Yeah, they're definitely Ravens fans. Big Ravens fans.
Oh, they flamed me, bro. They flamed me. Oh, yeah, absolutely. They put me – luckily, it didn't get too many interactions. It was people saw that I was from the Midwest, and it was like a careless mistake. So luckily, I didn't get put on World Star for that, luckily.
Right. There's careless whisper, and then there's careless mistake by Owen Dom.
Yes.
All right. Let's rank these sandwiches, boys. Joe, this is probably your favorite sandwich in the world. Would you say that? Would you say a Reuben is probably your favorite sandwich that you enjoy eating? Mm-hmm. I think that's a weird question overall. If somebody asked me my favorite sandwich, I don't know what I'd tell them. I'll be frank. Maybe a Philly cheesesteak. Does that count? Does that count as a sandwich?
Philly, I'd probably even say Philly cheesesteak the same. I'd say the same thing.
I mean, honestly, it helps that everything else is like, I can very easily shuffle burgers into their own category.
Yeah, I wouldn't call burgers
a sandwich.
But as
for sandwiches, it's like, because Reubens, I think I've had them both hot and cold. Mm-hmm. They work either way.
Interesting.
And that's the truth.
All right. So what do you rank this Reuben from Arby's?
Give a scale. We need a scale to understand.
One to 100. 70 is would eat it again.
Okay.
70s is would eat it again. 80s are I want another one. And 90s are I always want one.
Love it. Yeah. I'm getting this again. This week.
And then 100 is no matter what else is on the menu, I'm getting it.
We've never hit 100. Never had
100. I would assume so. Because
you're not
really have to be up there.
Toasted cheddar chalupa was the closest I got. I put that at 90.
Toasted cheddar chalupa is very good.
It was so good.
Honestly, I'm going to throw this at... I'm going to throw this at a 79.
Ooh, okay.
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 Because
it's pretty low.
I would definitely eat it again. Mm-hmm. This is definitely not a bad sandwich. Mm-hmm. However, I feel like in the sake of having everybody like it, all the spices and all the flavors are turned down a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you go get like a Reuben from a fancier restaurant, that sauerkraut is going to have that extra like kick to it.
Yeah.
The Thousand Island is going to have all the extra twang, and you're going to get all the salt and peppercorns and everything out of that corned beef.
Yeah.
And the rye, first off, is just going to be that nice fresh baked rye.
Oh, no, that was like, I thought that was a good rye. I like that rye.
It's a good rye, but it just feels mass-produced instead of, like, a classic kind of bread feel.
The corned beef
basically, if you
be...
took this sandwich and cranked everything up a little bit, boom, that's an easy high 80s.
Yeah, if somebody went anywhere fancier than Arby's, you would say.
Yeah.
That's what Owen's
so, like, any Greek restaurant that's not Arby's?
Yeah. Oh, well, they have Reubens? I don't know.
Reubens are Greek, right? They are, right?
No, are you thinking
Mediterranean? The Mediterranean?
I think it's like I think corned beef is like a Jewish thing.
Is it?
It's big Saint at the
Patrick's
Jewish
Day.
Delis. It's yeah, well I know it's Irish, but I think it's big at the Jewish delis as well. I think they eat corned beef like year round, I want to say. I might be making
Hold on.
But what you're saying is the beef will be a little more corned at a restaurant, the kraut will be a little more sour, there'll be a couple more islands in that dressing. Yeah, I'd probably have to agree there.
So. Add the Northern Isles.
So as you
origin story of the Reuben.
Oh,
Reuben
history.
Kulakovsky, a Jewish Lithuanian-born grocer.
Oh, nailed
who
it.
Who first made it in Omaha, Nebraska.
What the hell?
Interesting.
Hey, Dad, you know that? Did you know that the Reuben was invented in Omaha, Nebraska?
Sorry. There are two stories, and it's either by this guy in Omaha or Reuben's Delicatessen in New York.
Well, so corned beef.
German Jewish.
Corned beef is more associated with the Irish heritage, I think, than the Reuben itself. The Reuben. And it's funny because somebody in the chat flamed me right when the episode started. They're like, Reuben for St. Patrick's Day? And I was like, is it not associated? So maybe I've overstepped my bounds here. Maybe I've blown this one a bit.
The classic St. Patrick's Day meal is corned beef with boiled potatoes and cabbage.
Yeah, so the Reuben is kind of a stretch, but you know what? We're counting
it. Apparently, the Thousand Island dressing is an edit, is commonly used as a substitute for Russian dressing.
Interesting. Interesting. All that being said, from the corned beef connoisseur and historian, Joe, so you gave it a 79. Chase, where are you at? Where'd you land on this? How'd you like Arby's overall? Did it surprise you?
Arby's overall. So my normal order from Arby's was typically a roasted beef with cheddar. I was a beef and cheddar kind of a guy whenever it was ordered. Mm-hmm. I had it. Yep. I didn't have it. This was the only restaurant that we had catered every week at our grade school. That you could order So we had different restaurants you could order every week that you either packed your own or you just bought this mass order or whatever.
Sure.
I ate Rally's and chose not to order or eat Arby's. That's how much I just didn't eat Arby's at all.
Isn't Rally's good? Isn't Rally's Checkers? Isn't that the same thing?
They used to be super greasy, super not good for you.
Oh.
Relative to other things.
Oh yeah, I think if you eat it every now and again. I think it's
When
I went to Atlanta, I had one and it was great. I love the
it was good.
Super crispy fries.
They also have curly fries, I think, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that it's probably the highest I'll ever rank a Reuben because it's not spiced up. It's not too sour. Mm-hmm. The Thousand Island's pretty good. I've had sauerkraut before. It's okay because it's not too sour. So I'll definitely put it at the 7. I'd eat it again. Probably not if I paid for it. Because, like I said previously, I'd probably order some other $5, 50 cent items than a Reuben.
Yeah.
But, if there's a festivity thing or whatever, I'd be okay eating this. So I'll cross the 70 boundary that I would order it again.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't be much higher. I will be ending at a 71.
71.
Just to give it a little extra. Again, I'm probably not going to choose Arby's if there's the option. There's others that I know my go-to. Prefer beef if I could, regular beef. Mm-hmm. I'd get a Baconator at Wendy's for $5 before this. I would get a Big Mac or two if I had a deal on the McDonald's app.
Right,
there's other things I would get. Or even just a steak salad or something. But
yeah,
not bad.
So I'll cross 71. I'll probably get to as close to Joe as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because then anything he would like, I would go down. I think so. I'll give it a 71. We'll get close.
Fair enough.
Which I think is exactly what Arby's did. They took some of the more exotic flavors out that people might not like to make this.
Yeah, wider. Understandable.
Yeah,
yeah. Owen, where are you at? Where are you at on this?
Okay, so I was thinking, and I was originally gonna go sub 80. But when I was thinking about it, the only reason in my mind that I was going sub 80 was price point.
Yeah.
Just because you said, it was a smaller sandwich. And it was, $5. Like we said, I'm a big McDank buyer. A plain McChicken and a double cheese pickle only from McDonald's. That's under $5.
That's what people call it, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I was thinking, that was a really good Reuben. It was pretty tasty. The sauerkraut was tangy, for me. I'm with Joe, one that was tangier, more islands in my dressing, more sour in my kraut, as Truman said, would make it better for sure. But that's not going to stop me from rating the sandwich high because it was good.
Yeah.
And I definitely would get it again. Mm-hmm. So I with that, but the only reason it's going to be sub 90 for me is just because of that price point and size point.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the sandwich, but it's just not competitive with pricing. So for that reason, I'm going to slap it at an 84. Really enjoy this item. Just the price point and size of the item bring it down for me.
Interesting.
That's Mahomes Madden. Mahomes Madden rating.
That's
Mahomes Madden rating.
84. Yeah. I'm sure. Yes. Yeah. All right. Calm down. Calm down. You're thinking of Joe Burrow. Calm down.
Yeah. No, he's going. He's getting a flat 90 to start.
Yeah. We'll have you on. We'll have you on tomorrow. We'll talk. For me, I think I'm gonna land right in the middle here for a lot of people. I'm going to put this right at an 80. I'll tell you what. I eat Arby's. I'm an Arby's defender. Don't get me wrong. I don't eat Arby's weekly or monthly even. You know, maybe once a month, maybe once every other month, you know. It's not as easy as McDonald's. It's not as fast. It's not as cheap. You know, I'm very lucky because we do this show that I live in a city where I literally have McDonald's 4 minutes from me, Wendy's 2 minutes from me, yep. Sonic 3 minutes away from me, like a Subway that's 4 minutes down the road. KFC's like it's good. It's a double
KFC,
edged sword, right?
You say?
Yeah, right. I got Taco Bell's across the street from the Wendy's, 2 minutes away. Panda Express. I mean, literally everything is. It's crazy that I'm not larger. You know.
You got to bring up how close are you to a Raising Cane's? That's the most important thing.
If you ever look at the Raising Cane's map of the United States, it avoids a certain state that it avoids New Mexico. It goes Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, Oklahoma, Texas, and says fuck you, New Mexico. And Noodles and Company does the same thing. It's very odd, but there's a couple restaurants that do that. But you guys don't have Blake's Lauterburger, so you know who's the real winner. You guys never had Taco Cabana in your life. So
I mean, to be honest, having had Blake's Lauterburger, that is a pretty big loss for us. That is true.
Yeah, and you've never had the breakfast burritos. Even with all the Blake's Lauterburger we had, you never had the breakfast burritos. And I'm telling you, the breakfast burritos, three times as good as the burgers. Incredible.
So next Grub Buds, Truman's going to buy 4 breakfast burritos and just ship them out.
Ship them, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Refrigerate them, yeah. Mail them to us.
Everybody,
we have to figure out how to heat them up.
Everybody come down to Albuquerque in like three months, in like 2 weeks. Nothing specific, can't talk about it. But yeah, just come down and hang out. We'll figure something out. But that being said,
we can watch High School Musical 2, right?
Yes.
Since that's the only thing I know about Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, yes. Yes. But yeah, overall, yeah, I think that's a great. It's an 80. Like I go to Arby's every now and again, is where I was at, where I was going with that conversation. But I always get the gyro. I'm a big Greek gyro guy. There, mm-hmm. It's very good. I'm telling you, I might throw the Reuben in the rotation there. That's a good sandwich. Like if I'm not feeling a gyro and I'm there, you know, or there's like a 2 for $6 and the Reuben's on the 2 for $6, boom, boom, you know, maybe. So yeah, I like it. Not enough to, you know, unseat the gyro completely, or the gyro, or the gyro, as you know, if you want to get a little closer to the pronunciation of it. But okay. Yeah, so overall an 80. Yeah. Joe, I think you, if I saw right, you were calculating the scores. Where does that put us for these?
That puts us at an average of 78.5. The Arby's Reuben lands at a solid, very good. I would eat this again.
Yeah, for reference, we ate the mosquito butter bacon cheeseburger from Sonic last week. That
mosquito butter, you mean?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't know what did I say? Butter.
Mosquito.
Did I say mosquito? Oh, that's exactly. I'm embarrassed. All right. But yeah, but that scored, I believe, a 77.75, if I remember right. So this just slightly above that. And you know what? That feels right. And I'm glad. I'm glad that Arby's showed up and competed with Sonic. You know what?
Well, and I feel like one of the complaints we had with Arby's that burger is the same one that I think Owen and even Chase mentioned here. One of its main detractors is that it's just that extra bit expensive. That makes us go.
Yeah, right.
I'm still a college student. Yeah. Money is still a big thing for me. Right, when I have a full-time engineering like salary and I'm set and I'm not set, and I'm solidified in my future. I can splurge a little more, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll buy you lunch. Yeah, I don't care.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll throw down. I'll throw down for a Reuben anytime. I got Arby's Reuben money.
it's that new kind of money. Yeah. It's the shut up bitch money. No, you shut up money. Eating Arby's Reuben money.
No, I can tell you the what. I can tell you the first thing that I'm going to splurge on food wise is getting the double meat at Chipotle.
Oh,
that's going to be the first, like, once I'm actually...
I'm here to tell you, I don't even like, do that. Even on the engineering
side, exactly. I don't even do exactly. That. It's
stop flexing on us, man. We all got money like that, okay?
You're about to flex the sleeves off. All right, before Chase flex on us anymore, we've got to get out of here. Chase, you got anything to shout out before we go?
Not really. I can shout out my Twitter and Twitch, which are both... Twitter is TTV Home Run Chase, and Twitch is just Home Run Chase. As it sounds, one word, no caps, nothing special.
Yeah.
But yeah, catch me outside. How about that?
Catch me on another podcast tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah. Catch me talking about my favorite hockey team ever.
Yeah.
And I can even explain the story on how I became a fan.
Even better.
Because it's a little odd.
Well, that sounds great.
We have a non-traditional.
We should put you on a podcast for saying something like that, tomorrow. Yeah. Perhaps at like 7:30 p.m. Central.
On twitch.tv/steammachine and twitch.tv/domination7. Speaking of which, Owen, you got anything to shout out before we get out of here?
Actually, I sure do, Truman. So you can find me on Twitch and Twitter at domination7. That's DAHMINATION7. And as always, I'm going to send it over to Joe now.
As always,
I've got nothing to shout out.
What, you're sitting except for
you shout out your shirt. Yeah, shout out the shirt.
Except for being an engineer.
Shut up,
not Owen.
Shut up. I'm an engineer.
Oh, Joe's not an engineer like either. Groups. Shut up,
yes,
Joe.
I am.
No, you're not. You're a computer scientist. Yes, shut up, Joe. Go get your FE then, nerd. All right. That being said, I've
gatekeeping engineering now.
That's right. I've been Truman Steen, the Steam Machine, on Twitch and Twitter. STEEHNMACHINE, all one word. Of course, we do this GrubBuds podcast on twitch.tv/steammachine on Mondays at 7:45 p.m. Central Time is where we aim for, honestly. And we also, me and Owen, do a little sports podcast called Dom That's True on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Time on twitch.tv/steammachine and twitch.tv/domination7. And of course, both of those get uploaded to Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you find your podcast. Other than that, I think I stream Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We do drinking and random sports games like that. But I think that's it. I think that's it for me. You guys got anything else to say? You guys want to apologize for crapping on Arby's so much? Or we're just going to...
No, I'm just going to say, I don't think
I ever did that, but okay.
You know what, Truman? I'll be the first to say, you were right. You are fake with the shirt. This was not a St. Patty's Day standard thing. Thank you for inviting me to this fake St. Patty's Day celebration.
Of course. Thanks. Thanks, everybody, for coming. We'll see you next week when we do maybe Chipotle. I think
I'll be there.
I think we're thinking Chipotle. We'll see. We'll see. All right. See you guys.